Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I have found, Jennifer, what I will get you. Maybe for our 2-year anniversary this summer.
Oh,
I'm not sure.
We're going to do presents, are we? Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Thanks for the heads up.
I'm just trying to think of something, some reason other than just because. Maybe I'll just get you this just because. This alarm clock has got you written all over it.
I don't like alarm clocks at all.
Who does?
I just feel so jolted and they're intrusive.
This is called
hurt my face.
This is called the sensor wake alarm.
Is it gonna like?
Was invented by a teenager in France.
Uh huh.
See, it's right up your alley already.
Yes. Shazam.
And it will rouse you from the deepest of slumbers simply by wafting invigorating scents such as coffee and croissants around your bedroom.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
Doesn't it, though?
That sounds really great.
Apparently, this sensor wake alarm will get you out of bed within 2 minutes. And if coffee and croissants is not your thing, you can choose different smells to wake up to simply by inserting a new cartridge into the clock.
Well, see, now that's where you lost me. Because if I'm going to wake up and smell coffee and croissants and wake to that and then realize there ain't no coffee, there ain't no croissants. That's just the alarm clock cartridge. I'm going to be upset.
She's going to be grumpier.
It's so much nicer when somebody else gets up before you and starts the coffee so that when you do wake up, that's what you smell. I love that.
My favorite memory of growing up was Sunday mornings. My dad would make a brunch of bacon and eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And that bacon wafting up into the room.
Yep.
You wake up and you smell that. You're like, oh yeah, let's go get our feet on.
Yeah, and get up. Because bacon waits for no one.
That's very true, too. It is 6:23.
How much for an alarm clock that actually makes me a croissant? You've got one of those? Hey, Tannery.
Yeah.
Y'all can do that, can't you?
Accelerator Center, all your smarty, smarter pants over there.
And then I'm going to need, just like hook it up to a drone. And then the drone comes and drops the croissants on my head before I even stand up.
I love how she's all about the drone now. I wish we still had the tape. The first time I mentioned flying a drone with a friend, she made so much fun of me.
I didn't understand. You're right. I shouldn't have done that because when I know better, I do better. And now I understand the possibilities that the drone can bring to us.
Yeah, it can bring you croissants first thing in the morning.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.